Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here today. We're going to be joined in the final segment of the show by the Doctor of Lucha, talking everything going on in the wonderful world of Lucha Libre. Mike Sempervivi is going to join us, which is going to be really interesting, because Mike Sempervivi, either right now or very soon, is going to be on TMZ Live. I'm not making this up. And no, he's not talking about professional wrestling. What's this all about? We'll talk to Mike when he ends up on the show here today. As far as pro wrestling news, we've got a lot to get into. We've got the Mae Young Classic last night. I guess it would be Wednesday night. I have finally seen it, a day behind as always. If you'd like to talk about the Mae Young Classic, you are welcome to do so here. Tegan Nox, of course, destroyed her knee on the show. And yesterday she posted an update on all of the damage. So we'll give you an update on how that's going, as well as how her recovery is going. Very, very sad story there. We can talk about her injury. We could also talk about a lot of the other news going on here today. WWE Evolution. There's going to be a Road to Evolution special that is going to be airing next week. A look at everything leading into that show. We've got 7 matches scheduled for the show so far, including the finals of the Mae Young Classic, a battle royal for a future title shot, including a bunch of women not booked for other matches there on the show. We have an update on the injury to Kevin Owens, how long he's going to be out of action. And yes, November's Ring of Honor Global Wars Tour. Finally, we have some wrestlers that are going to be announced or have been announced for that show. Begins November 7th, Lewiston, Maine. There are shows November 8th, 9th, and 11th throughout the New York area and Toronto. This coming Sunday, of course, is the NWA 70th Anniversary Show, which you can check out on Fight.tv. Cody Rhodes versus Nick Aldis in a 2 out of 3 falls match for the NWA World Heavyweight title is the main event, and a number of other matches as well. Whatever's on your mind today is fair game. We'll take calls and texts and emails, all that fun stuff, coming up after this break. So stick around at Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We'll be joined by Mike Sempervivi as soon as he is done living the life of a superstar here on the TMZ Live show. You'll never guess what he's talking about, because even I or him could not guess what it was that he was talking about. But let's jump into the news today. The injury to Tegan Knox. This is what she wrote as far as her injuries go. She said, "I was taken to the local hospital after being checked over by the doctor. Numerous injuries to the left leg, which included a dislocated kneecap. Luckily," she says, "it reset itself instantly. Torn MCL and LCL, completely tore her ACL and both of her meniscus. One had a lightning bolt-shaped tear. Still a wizard when injured," she noted. "Bone contusions and a fracture of her left tibia. Basically, my knee exploded, and I made a huge mess." She was sent to one of the best surgeons, who would also fix her right knee. Underwent surgery August 23rd, ACL and meniscus reconstruction surgery, which was a flying success. "It has been 2 months. She's 2 months into rehab. It is going amazingly. We're right on track and smashing goals already." All the best to Tegan Knox. I don't want to be critical of really anything that happened, but I got to report what happened. And that is that she did a dive, and she injured herself on the landing. And I presume that that's where she broke her kneecap and her leg, because she decided that she was going to keep wrestling. And God bless Tegan Knox. She should have stopped the match right there, because it's very clear that by going back into the ring and continuing to wrestle, she did even further damage. She took a drop kick, and that's when the whole knee went out. So whatever injury came first, followed by the injury that came second, I mean, the reality is if they just would have stopped the match, which is really the doctor's job to do, if they just would have stopped the match after the first dive, who knows how long she would end up being out of action. But she kept going. This is the mindset of a lot of wrestlers. And unfortunately, she was injured much worse. And really, if there's anybody to blame, if I must pass a little bit of blame, it is the doctor. I mean, the doctor shouldn't have asked, "What do you want to do?" and then allowed her to continue when it was clear she was hurt. I mean, he should have stopped the match, called it off, it's over, and get her to the back, check out the knee, mobilize it, brace it, whatever, get her to the hospital, get everything fixed. So that's the story with Tegan Knox. It totally sucks, but I'm glad that rehab is going well. A flying success, she noted. And so hopefully she'll be back sooner rather than later. As always, if you want to give us a call today, 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. The Doctor of Lucha is going to be joining us in the final segment of the show. We'll talk about a bunch of stuff. And on the subject of Lucha Libre, I want to do a quick plug for a local show around here, Defy Wrestling. It is going to be taking place December 14th, Washington Hall in Seattle, and Penta is working the show. So if you're in the Seattle area and you want to see Penta Wrestling, that's the show, Defy, December 14th. DefyWrestling.com is the website address. And I'm going to head up to my Twitter right now and tweet it out. So if you want to go to my Twitter to grab this. You can do so on my Twitter at Brian Alvarez. The tickets are almost sold out already. This is the December 14th show. So if you want a ticket, you pretty much have to buy your ticket now. And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be there. And we have some fun things that we have planned for that show. So if you'd like to go, check out my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, Defy, at Defy NW, Defy Northwest, at Defy NW. It's up there on Twitter right now. Grab your tickets, and trust me, you're not going to want to miss out on this show. So that's the update on Defy. December 14th, Seattle, Washington, Washington Hall. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. It's Tony from Philadelphia.
Yes, Tony.
So, all the best to Tegan Knox. I watched the Mae Young Clacks episode when it happened, and it was just very uncomfortable to watch. It was very painful to watch. It was awkward, and I actually wondered why they even aired it, but, you know, all the best to her.
Well, I mean, it's a tournament, and it's a story, and it plays off the story from last year. And listen, let me say this again very clearly, because... what the hell was that, dude? Turn your modem off. So I just want to make this clear to everybody that erroneously reports things that I speculate as fact. This is pure speculation. I would not be the least bit surprised if... I got to let you go, buddy. Your phone is clicking with a modem sound. I would not be the least bit surprised if the Mae Young Classic next year, Tegan Knox makes her triumphant return and she goes all the way to the end and she wins. I mean, that's the kind of story that I can see Triple H and WWE doing. She had her knee blown out. She came back. She had her knee blown out again. She rehabs. She comes back. She wins the tournament. That's where I think that this is going. Could be wrong. We shall see. But the one other thing that I want to say about her injury in the Mae Young Classic is, unlike with Brie Bella and Liv Morgan, which was a live situation, and clearly people were panicking, and I usually give people the benefit of the doubt when they're panicking, but I still have no idea why the doctor let Liv Morgan get back in the ring. This was not a live show. This was a taped show. And not only was it a taped show, but the wrestlers had been told, if you botch a spot, just do it again, and we'll edit everything together. And there have been matches on the show, which I was told were absolutely horrific live, but because of the magic of editing, they ended up being decent matches. So when Tegan got hurt and she crawled back into the ring, the doctor should have come out and done like a full examination of her knee. And if it turns out that she's hurt, you air all that, you get her out of there, and that's how she forfeits her match. If he examines her knee and he finds out, you know what, you banged it really bad, your kneecap dislocated, we put it back in and we think you're okay, then she gets up and she continues the match and you edit all of that out. Why they didn't do that, I have no earthly idea. She was badly injured. They let her continue, and she ended up even worse off. It wasn't even a full examination going in and allowing her to continue. So I was very upset about that. But I don't know why decisions are made, but they made that decision. And to me, it was the wrong one. I think that Mike is back. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my God. Fresh off TMZ, did it happen?
It did happen. I don't know if I'll get bumped or not, but yes.
So it was just, it was recorded. So TMZ Live is not live.
Live to tape, yes, I guess. Although I guess if you watch on the TMZ website, I believe you can stream it as it happens. So if anybody just had a chance to check that out, I was on it. Again, I don't know if I'll make the final cut, but Harvey did say I looked like Tom Green, which was very disturbing.
Hmm. So what happened?
Well, they...
Hold on. Don't tell us yet. We got a minute.
We should probably
We
got to
talk about this when we come back from the break.
Yeah.
The story is too incredible. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, hey. Arturo in San Diego. Long time, first time, guys. So I tuned in late today, but wanted to see if you'd come across the rumor this morning. Allegedly... Chris Jericho and Jim Ross are collaborating on a new promotion that would launch in late 2019, bankrolled by the Khan family, which owns the Jacksonville Jaguars and an English Premier League team. and that this would be the venue for Cody Rhodes and the Being the Elite guys when their contracts are up at the start of next year.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Honest to God, I wish you hadn't called. I'm glad. I love that you're a first-time caller, but I'll just say this before we go to the break. Very, very premature. And later on this afternoon, we'll have more on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com about what's actually going on right now. But suffice to say, very premature, a lot of the stuff that's on the internet right now. So we'll just keep it at that and talk about other stuff when we come back from the break. And we'll talk more about that story when there is more to that story. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, Mike, tell us about this TMZ story. This is bizarre.
Yeah, it was really random. On Wednesday, I got a DM. Somebody slid into my DMs from TMZ Live and asked if I would be willing to come onto the show. And I went, sure. Because, well, actually, I didn't say that first. First, I thought it was a rib, and I reached out to you to said, okay, all right, who's our plug at TMZ that is setting me up for something here? And you said, well, no, there is none. So I agreed to go ahead and do it. And I figured it would be talking about the whole WWE Saudi Arabia crown jewel thing. I was wrong. Basically, how this works is they call you and they say, here's our list of topics. And they sent me a list of topics that I could comment on, and I was to pick three of them. And I would be commenting on one of them. And here are the list of topics. Now, we have Floyd Mayweather, and this, I'm thinking to myself, you got the Floyd Mayweather, DJ Khaled thing. I mean, it could be commenting on that. It could be the Saudi Arabia crown jewel thing. That would make complete sense. It could be the whole, like, Khabib and Floyd Mayweather talking about how he's going to fight Khabib and he's going to have a nine-figure payday and all that stuff. But here actually ended up being the topics that I had to pick from. Free Willy star Jason James Richter, arrested and charged with domestic violence. You have Kendall Jenner, whose cops say her stalker can't be confined for long. The Conners, Michael Fishman, who plays DJ, calls Roseanne's absence bittersweet. Blink 182, reunion not happening, Travis Barker medically cleared to drum. Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi says that Trump has taken the funny out of civilized society and she can no longer laugh. And Tinashe defends Rihanna over Super Bowl decision. You have to stand for something.
Why in God's name did they go to you? I mean, literally, the only person they could have gone to that would be least likely is me, or less.
Well, I was going
to
say, of those things I named, what would be the three that you would pick?
Oh, dear God.
Do you know any of these people?
Well, I mean, I would do a little bit of, research, but probably the Free Willy one, just because it involves whales. And Kendall Jenner, since, you know, I've been stalking
it
myself.
It also involves domestic violence.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, it does.
And,
go ahead, Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, Kendall Jenner. Uh-huh. And maybe Blink 182, because if I recall correctly, the lead singer of Blink 182, what did he do? He like retired to investigate aliens or something crazy. I forget the full story on it, but yeah, he was totally in a UFO. So I guess I just BS my way through those three.
Well, see, I did two out of three because I chose as my first one the Tinashe, because I'm familiar at least with her and her thing with Rihanna and that story. So it's like, okay, that's fine. And I went with Kendall Jenner because the story is about her stalker and the fact that there's a revolving door. You know, that's really at the end of the day that this guy who keeps getting locked up is basically going to keep getting locked up, and it's a flaw in the system. And she's going to have to hire personal security, which she already has anyway, but it's going to be probably a constant issue with her, which...
Let's
We've
not
seen
spoil
a lot.
This here, Mike. I don't want to spoil it all.
Well, I mean, there was that one. And then there was the Free Willy story because it's like, well, okay, I saw Free Willy and Michael Jackson did the song and Michael Madsen. And it was the only movie that he ever played in where he was not a psychopath. In fact, it may have sucked all of the nice out of him being in that movie. But so with those three, I'm thinking, okay, give me the Rihanna story. Okay, that's the one. Okay, at least I can do something here with. And you don't really have to go that long. It's only a 10 to 30 second promo they want you to cut. So that's it. Like, that's what they do. They're going to banter about the story. Harvey and Charles will banter about the story, and then they'll throw it to you. Boom, 10 to 30 seconds, and there you go. Great. So we do a test around noon Eastern time, just to make sure all the video and the audio would be fine and everything's perfect, because you know what? My boss man, Brian Alvarez, set me up with all this stuff, and he doesn't believe in anything that's shoddy. So they were happy with that. So here we go. They start whittling down the stories, and I get a DM through Skype that says, well, first, they had the two stories that no one was interested in, which was Blink 182 about the reunion not happening, and Carly Kloss, who married Jared Kushner's brother, Joshua. And the catch I thought with that one was, I thought that was interesting because they didn't send that out for anybody to comment on. So obviously nobody chose it. But they ended up hitting me back around 1:30 or so, saying that we have you down for our viewer's choice segment talking about Rihanna. And are you familiar with the segment? And as I start to type back in, of course, because I'm lying, they said, wait, nope, scratch that. We're putting you on the Free Willy story.
Man, you should have called me.
Like, come on. Like, yeah, I mean, I know the least about the story. There's no funny to this story. The dude, like, kicked down the door of his girlfriend who he thought was cheating on him and was a hot mess there. So that kind of stunk. And they said, okay, look, at 2 o'clock or 2:30, we're going to call you. No problem. Fine. So at about 2:20, the guy who usually blows up the show because he's outside cutting the grass showed up to not only cut the grass, but I guess because it's fall, decided to trim all of the bushes out front. So as I'm like trying to knock on the window and tell him to like kind of call it off, they call me and they put me on and they say, okay, your story's next. Great. So they start going through a story. About 5 minutes goes by. That ends. Boom. There you go. You know, we got you on. Get ready to go. So they go to the little break thing and the stories are coming up for what's coming up next. And my story's not there. And then I get a little voice saying, oh, wait, they switched the format on me. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me give you a call back in like 10 minutes. Okay, no problem. So finally they call back 10 minutes later. We got your story ready to go. Okay, fine. And there it was. The Harvey and Charles talk about it, about Free Willy, and they throw it to one of the guys in the newsroom, and they talk about the police report of the story, and then they throw it to me for comment. To which, you know, it's a story about domestic violence. There's nothing happy or nice about this. And I just, you know, said, look, you know, police may not have found any visual evidence of assault, and his lawyers will probably play that angle because that was pointed out in the story. And his lawyer saying, well, you know, there was a big argument and things, you know, he did break some things up, but, you know, he never put his hands on her. And so, okay. So that was, you know, that I just commented on that. You know, it's still an abusive situation emotionally and psychologically. Even if he didn't put her hands on her, you can't be busting stuff up. And hopefully that aspect of the story.
Oh, man, don't tell me Mike just got kicked off the air. Oh, look at that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Mike, you've fallen off the face of the planet. So text me when you get back on. I think the big question is, how in the world did he only talk for a minute after telling that story right there? So that's the Mike Sempervivi on TMZ live story. Let's all record it so we can make sure that we can check him out when he gets on there. What time is TMZ live? Somebody let me know so I can plug it out for everybody there. All right. I want to read this, by the way, as Mike attempts to reconnect right here, because I, in fact, was not wrong. A Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge's UFO hunting organization is reportedly $37 million in debt. The Academy for UFO Studies, founded by the former Blink-182 frontman, has reportedly racked up a deficit of over $37 million, which is still only half of what WCW lost in a year. The To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences aims to make transformative discoveries that will revolutionize the human experience. DeLonge, its president and CEO, has spoken in the past about extraterrestrial life and government, quote, mind control experiments. But now, according to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the Academy has incurred losses from operations and it has accumulated a deficit of $37,432,000. How do you spend that much money looking for UFOs? Unless you, like, buy a satellite array. And I guess this would explain why Blink-182 was thinking about reuniting. It's time to make some money here for this poor Tom DeLonge. Man, I could have been on TMZ Live talking about this. Instead, you, my loyal listeners, get the exclusive here. All right, let's do a power surge in the neighborhood, Mike says. Mike, are you back?
I'm back.
Yeah, look at that.
Where the hell did I leave off?
Well, you left off where I was asking, how in the world did you possibly only do a one-minute segment after all of that talk that you did right there about the experience? That had to be the hardest part.
Well, that was... Well, yeah, I'm known for my brevity, you know?
Yeah.
I'm known for...
Sure.
for never going over break. And you know what I did, too? You know what I did? I made sure to squeeze more time out of it. And I made sure to get in what I was going to say about Tinashe and for Ben Simmons to be worried, because in Tinashe's career, you know, because basically when I was done the segment, Harvey goes, you know, Mike, you kind of look like Tom Green right now. And I don't know if I should take that as an insult or not. And I said, you know, I wish I actually had his bank account, because I do wish I had Tom Green's bank account. I wouldn't have did what he did to get it. But you know what? I'll take his money.
Well...
So then,
did you do what Dave did and just like talk your way all the way through the break like he used to do on IATA?
Pretty much that's what I did. So okay. I still got my S in about Tinashe and Rihanna anyway, and I'll probably get cut from the segment once it airs.
Okay, well, we're going to go to Dr. Lucha. So,
thank God.
So chill out here for a second. We're going to go to a commercial break. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
What's going on out here?
Heading to the Mendocino Coast? Check out the Beachcomber Motel and Spa, Surf and Sand Lodge, and the Beach House Inn, all in Fort Bragg. Experience in-room hot tubs, fireplaces, and ocean views with decks in one of the finest destinations near Glass Beach. With all of the amenities one would expect to find in a first-class lodging experience, these resorts also offer pet-friendly rooms and bike rentals to enjoy the California 10-mile coastal trail. Check out the BeachcomberMotel.com, SurfSandLodge.com, or BeachInn.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dr. Luch is joining us here today. Dr. Luch, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing terrible right now. So earlier today, this dude called in, and I'm trying to talk to him, and there's this weird modem-like sound in the background. And so I hung up on him and told him it was his problem because it's never happened here before. And then when we were calling you on break, guess what happened? The same sound. So I think that yesterday when I was ranting and raving about how much Frontier sucked, I think they suck even more because I think they turned on call waiting on my phones. So basically I'd have you call another line and I'm going to have to call these idiots today and try and get this fixed.
Oh man, there's been a breakdown like this since the air conditioner.
And let me guess, they also own the paving company that's paving 228th Street.
Oh, don't even get me started. Yeah, let's pave the main road in Bothell on a Friday at 11 o'clock. I sat there for 25 minutes waiting for them to open it up so I could go through.
Man, I won't complain about this dude like cutting the trees and the lawn here. You got it much worse, boss.
This is ridiculous. All right, Steve, what's going on in Mexico?
Well, there's lots of news going on. We can hit the news.
Oh, no. Okay, first off, Mike, you're peeking the mic. Second off, Steve, your phone's a little wacky, so kind of get in close to it.
Okay, you got it now?
There we go.
Yeah,
all right.
No worries. I was holding it wrong. I finally learned the truth on the iPhone X about mistakes I'm making up. I mean, it's the end of the year, guys, in Lucha Libre. There's this one big show left, really. One and a half big shows left, maybe, for the rest of the year, and then they take the Christmas break off, and then they go for next year. The biggest news may be that nothing much is going on. I mean, it's going to be like a regular finish to the year. Both of the companies had decent to good attendances and gates at their major event. There's nothing really pressing, boring stuff, or stuff that needs to be corrected. And you know, when you take a period that's roughly 30 days off from your promotion, your main promotional stuff, then, you know, a lot of times you don't really implant but one or two ideas. If you want to go in this direction, the biggest thing that's coming up is Jeff Jarrett losing his hair.
Oh.
Next weekend.
Yeah. It was funny because I saw him over All In Weekend and he just had like a very short haircut. And isn't the gimmick sort of like if you're going to lose a hair match, you start growing your hair out so at least you have something to lose?
Yes, it is. It is. It's very strange. In fact, I always suspected they wanted to take the hair 1 year off of Matt Taven and CMRO. But when he showed up for his late summer, early fall cycle, which I guess he's done for like 3 or 4 years, hair was way too short.
Oh, the worst.
There's nothing they could do with it. One good thing about all professionals, let your hair grow. Never cut it unless somebody pays you to cut it.
Hey, I'm letting my hair grow, but let me tell you something. No one could pay me enough to cut this off.
You and Marco both have long hair.
Don't even start that, Mike.
Okay.
Anyway.
There are ways.
Yeah.
We'll just teach Whitney how to say, Daddy, I like you so much better with short hair.
If I faced Marco in Saudi Arabia, we'd talk. Not here in this country. And really, actually, the main thing is my wife wouldn't allow me to shave my head. That's the bigger issue. That's the one haircut she put her foot down on. Think about that.
You know, you got a wrinkly head?
Beautiful.
That was Kurt Brown's reason why he never lost his hair for a while.
His wife put her foot down?
Well, no, she didn't actually put her foot down, but she made it known she would be against the idea.
Yes.
Yeah, but Steve, hold on now. I mean, when it comes to, like, you know, somebody losing their hair, I mean, usually the payoff was so good that Bill Dundee's wife lost her hair in Memphis against Jerry Lawler, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
I mean, isn't the money worth it, Brian? Like, is there no amount of money that Whitney would take for you with the slick look?
I mean, she would as long as it grew back, but I don't want to do it. I'm using my wife as an excuse.
I was going to say, wait a second now.
Hey, Steve, let's get back to the subject here. Regarding hair, historically, what is the most famous? Obviously, there's so many matches where guys lost masks. And the hair's a little different. Your hair grows back. Once you lose your mask, I mean, you're unmasked for the rest of your career. What is the most famous hair match loss in the history of Lucha Libre? What would you say?
Well, CMLL, or EML, well, I guess it was CMLL, for between 1990 and 2005, made a lot of money in taking the hairs from the Dinamita, Cienkaras, Mascara, Anidos, Mel, and having them lose to, Perro, Perro Jr., Terrible, whoever was it, the point was to lose it to Perro Jr. in one form or another to build him up. Before the 90s, there were several big hair matches in the northern part of the country, but the ones that stick out to me in Mexico City, the ones that got the national attention, would be the ones that involved Perro Aguayo, and to a certain extent, VML3. They lost their hair a lot, and they kept drawing, and they kept drawing, and they kept drawing with it. It used to be said that Perro Aguayo's hair was, even after he had lost it, was more valuable than most of the masks in Mexico, which is saying something. There was, there were two or three times where there were double hair matches that ended in draws. The one I remember the most was from the 80s, Emilio Charles Jr. and El Dandy had for a match that at that time was just out of this world. And they went to a draw and a double count out and both lost their hair. In general, though, I would sum it up by saying a good mask match is at the gate, is a significant other level above a good hair match.
Sure, obviously. I mean, so all those times that Porky lost his hair on an annual basis wasn't like one of the big times in Lucha Libre history?
No, it really wasn't. It really wasn't. Once you become a tag team wrestler or an act or what is the word Jim Ross always used? Attraction.
An attraction.
An attraction, stuff like that. Then you can lose your hair a lot and not be hurt too much, but you never have that top end. You never have that major one. The first time Rush loses his hair will be one of the two or three biggest events in all of Mexican wrestling history for losing your hair.
Will it be the biggest payday for one?
I would say it's for the records that we have, it probably will be. You know, it's hard to judge when Tarzan Lopez back in the 40s lost his hair for the first time. It was probably related to that economy just as big or bigger because he was a star at the level of a Rush or even bigger during his heyday. And there was even a time where he was the biggest star at the Lucha Libre at all in the early 40s. And you know, I don't know the amount he was paid. I don't even have the ability to relate it to what he got, but or what the economy was like then. But it's safe to say that it's Rush is either going to be at or very, very close to the level of the $20,000 that I have heard thrown around that both Vampiro and Jake Roberts got paid in the mid-90s for losing their hair. And for that economy, those two would probably be the record.
Now, another question here for you, since you mentioned that not a lot's going on in Lucha Libre. What is the schedule throughout the year in Mexico in terms of when is wrestling at its hottest in Mexico? What's the seasonal, you know what I'm trying to say here? Like, when's it hot? When's it cold? Is it cold? Like, why don't they run during those periods? I mean, do you think if they started to, it would do well? Or, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Well, two things. One is they follow the soccer schedule a lot, and the soccer schedule is down from November to December, and then again in the summer. And they also follow when school is out, because for traditionally, CMLL has drawn very, very, very well when school is out. Not only in Mexico City, but in Puebla and Guadalajara, they have drawn well. And it used to be that the anniversary show was, they always made sure to build it up during the July and August boomlet they would have by having the fact that families were more likely to attend and teenagers and kids were more likely to attend. That's, you know, with TV, that's gone away a little bit. And with the fact that CMLL over the past few years, except for their Atlantis matches, has gotten to this philosophy of putting semifinalists or that level of wrestler in their main event, it has evened off the calendar a lot more. back in the old days, CMLL used to run its big shows at Arena Mexico and its littler shows at Arena Coliseo, and you could tell the calendar of the year by which building they were filming from. That has ended in the past 15 to 20 years, and now everything's at Arena Mexico, where they have, you know, it's all pure profit. And they can, you know, they can have, even on a bad night, they can have a fairly good profit for them. AAA is very, very, very much the seasonal business, and they might be off from, like, December. They may do their last taping, like, December 1st or 2nd, and then nothing again until January the 20th. Once again, soccer doesn't start up until right before Christmas, usually, and sometimes when they're playoffs, it doesn't start till the first week or two of January. So playoffs that extend long. And the July bump is still there for AAA, but because they go so infrequently to their arenas, they're less immune to schedule factors, and they really have, every time they go to Toluca, they draw pretty well.
And, of course, the circus comes to town.
Well, the circus will come to, well, the circus used to come to town to Arena Mexico. The circus has now found that the building built in 1956 is not as adequate. It has enough seats, but for the circus and the Holiday on Ice, it's not in the area of town they want, and it's not as modern and new an area, especially for concession stands and restrooms, as they wanted. So the circus and Holiday on Ice are no longer kicking CMLL around and waking into their schedule like they used to back in the old days. But the CMLL will, however, run, you know, extra shows if need be, Christmas shows, holiday shows, whatever, at Arena Mexico or even at Arena Coliseo. You end up running, you know, almost daily in the city during its busiest months.
I know this isn't necessarily pro wrestling, but it involves a pro wrestler. What do you make of the story that Alberto El Patron is going to be returning to MMA against an alleged big name in Mexico, I guess, next year?
Well, the first thing is UFC in Combate Americas has never really gotten off the ground that much in Mexico, and I'm not sure how much outside the same big names you have in the U.S. you would have a big name in Mexico. I'm not sure, you know, other than, like, with the T's has to be Cain Velasquez, because I'm not sure there is anybody else who would qualify that they could get for a MMA match that would be a big name in Mexico and facing, you know, in a similar weight class to Alberto. I presume that's what they're saying without, you know, actually having a contract signed. It's fine if he wants to do it. He's, you know, as we have seen with a lot of people, whether they are wrestlers or whether even they're guys that have, you know, started their careers late. You know, when you're past 40 and you haven't done this for a while, it is just almost impossible to get high level in it. It's tough enough to be just passable, and it's really tough to be high level. And I don't think his chances of success are greater than single digits.
All right, well, stand by. I'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com and TMZLive.com. We are joined by the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims. Steve, what's coming up in the new issue of Figure Four Weekly?
Well, after 2 weeks of going over the Hall of Fame candidates, various thoughts of the individual candidates in the process, this link is back to what to expect for the rest of the year. And I go into more details, including one of my favorite shows coming up in 2 weeks, the Dia de Muertos, where the losers get dragged to hell.
Oh, man.
I love it.
It's a classic. It's a classic. The little kiddies get in free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make sure we give them nightmares.
Hey, yeah, look at the way the women are dressed, though. You got that going on. You always have
Mike,
somebody
it's 2018. We can't talk about that.
You always got somebody that's getting dragged that doesn't want to get dragged. It's all fantastic. The whole act is great.
As opposed to the people that want to be dragged to hell?
Well, so at least some guys like play into it. Other guys are just like going through the motions, don't want to be there, and they don't want to fall into the pit of death. But, you know.
Sometimes you got to fall into that pit of death, right, Steve?
Damn right. Like this show today.
That's actually exactly right. Well, listen, the new Figure Four Weekly is up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Comes out every week, part of your subscription to Wrestling Observer, including the Wrestling Observer newsletters, back issues of both. And you also get 9,500 radio shows archived and many, many more to come. 2 to 3 every single day. Dr. Lucha, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Sorry it was kind of a technical disaster early. But, hey, we made it through the show, everybody, because we're professionals.
Exactly.
And we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.